It's more, you are so cute. He just like comes up right in between and is just like, hello.
I'm super excited to like add some video to this because if people listen, they've heard him, but never
seen now him. They get to see him. He's a model, guys, in case y'all didn't know.
Okay.
All but, right.
Okay, for your intro, like, can we go by Thug Muffin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. That is the name. As you can see, it's backwards. I have to hold it up to a mirror.
Oh, is that for, like, for photos?
Yeah. So when you, like, hold it up or when they film it, it'll reverse.
Because I'm so stupid when it comes to things like that.
Do you see it?
Well, they got to flip it, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Oh, if I have a reverse camera, that's what it does. Like, when I film it like this, if I'm, like, taking a picture of myself like that, it'll come.
Right, because it still needs to flip.
It says film gut right now. People think this says the C word because it kind of looks like it, but...
I can see that.
But it doesn't. I promise.
I don't care. Here's the thing. It's your body. If that's something you wanted to do, then...
I wouldn't put cunt anywhere visible. It's in my heart. That's all y'all need to know. Yeah.
But yeah. Our intro's a little weak, but whatever. We're... No, this is... okay, guys. Thanks for listening. We're back with another episode. But this time, we have a special guest. Also, we had a video, so if you see my dog, that's bad props. But our special guest, dropping her new single today. What's your single called?
Puff.
Puff. And this is Thug Muffin.
Hey, how are y'all?
So, as you know, like, Travis and I started this about, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, honestly, like, right around the time I met you. But, like, it was right before. I think we did, like, our second or third episode when we were filming that web series. But, like... I have, like, your name down. I have, like, Danny's name down, because I know Danny knows a lot about hip-hop as well.
Mm-hmm. Really? Random?
Yeah, him and I, we went to, like, a free show, and we saw Boogie and Shy Grizzly.
Oh, cool.
Like, a few months ago. Yeah. And then I saw him at Camp Flognog.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, like, I've had your name on the list, because I knew, like, when I met you is when you first started doing hip-hop, right?
Mm-hmm. Literally, probably right around the exact same time, maybe a month prior, I had started actually writing hip-hop. So, it was all, It just, everything kind of happened about, like, I think March last year is when I started really, really diving into this.
That's awesome. So, your single comes out in, like, half an hour.
Yeah,
so literally. I know your phone's going to blow up.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm trying to keep my expectations chill.
Well, I mean, blown up at least. Like, for me, like, I have very little going on in my life, so if five people text me, it's a lot. So, like, I'm in a group conversation with my brother and my cousin. They're talking about, I have to go to New York next month for my cousin's graduation. So they're, like, going over plans. I'm like, yo.
This is too much.
It's too much.
That's how I feel anytime I get, like, if somebody texts me, like, four times in a row, I'm like,
relax.
Calm down.
So my expectations are low. So, like, a few, even if just your family texts you, like, it's out. That's what I mean by blow up.
My mom, I told her, I was calling her this morning to tell her that I'm releasing a song today.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I tried to, like, follow the link, but it's not there. And I said, yeah, it's not there yet. And then I was like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be listening to my music. I told her, I was like...
Oh, don't listen to it?
No, I said, y'all are not. Because my parents are very, very traditional.
You were homeschooled, right?
I was homeschooled my whole life. And, wow, that's interesting that you remember that. Yeah, homeschooled my whole life, and my parents were pastors, so there's that dynamic. And
so, yeah, they probably should.
I said, Mom, please. She goes, no, I want to listen. I said, no, you don't. You really don't.
It's probably one of those things where, like, if you do, like, not saying you or anyone does, like, a movie and it's, like, a sex scene, it's like, just close your eyes during this part.
I know. I've already had to tell that, even with what we shot, I just made out with Drew, right?
Right.
In it, and... That's not even a big deal. But my dad said he saw it and was like, ugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, it's about to get a whole lot worse. It's going to get so much worse. So I said, just avoid listening.
Yeah, but there's probably going to be that point where they're going to stop caring.
Yeah, of course. She's already there, pretty much. Like, I've already done as much ratchet shit as I could.
Growing up?
Yeah. And so they're kind of used to it. But I think there's just some content that I don't want to have to explain to them.
Sure.
You know, and maybe when I'm older and I feel a little more comfortable, I will, but not right now.
There's things like my mom asked me, and I'm just like, no.
It's so weird when I have friends who are very, very comfortable with their parents, and they'll talk about, like, sex in front of them. They'll talk about, I'm just sitting there like, I would get slapped upside my head so fast if I ever even mentioned that. There's just no chance.
So what is... I mean, I'm assuming it's about smoking in this first song?
Yeah, it's, I wanted to do something just vibey. This actually originally wasn't even going to be the first single.
How many songs you got?
Right now, I have, I think, seven?
Okay.
Six or seven. And then I have, like, 30 written backlogged that we haven't even started yet, but I might not even, because it's kind of like... How I've been working is all right, like 10-ish songs, and then one will come up, and I'm like, I literally need to record this right this second.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I feel that way about, those are the ones that we rock with, you know, because the rest of them is like, oh, it's cool, but if I don't feel that, like, I have to go record this right now, it's just probably not going to turn out how I want it to turn out.
I was watching some kind of interview, you know Sid the Kid?
Yeah.
Okay. So she has like 3 or 4 recording studios in her house. She's like, I have like a little setup in my bedroom if I'm just feeling it right there, or I go downstairs, whatever it is. She's got like different setups. And it's just one of those things where if you feel it at that moment,
you gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, I set up in literally as soon as I started making music, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I need a studio in my room. There's no chance, because I was waiting on people and waiting on them to clear their schedule to be able to have time. And I was like, my brain doesn't work like that. Like mm-hmm. when I get an idea, I need it started immediately. So I did the same thing. I just put a room or a studio in my room so that I could shittily record and then send it to somebody and be like, hey, can we work on this?
Yeah, like, this is kind of my idea. Can you make a beat around it or whatever?
Mm-hmm. And Sid's a huge inspiration, just like, just in a lot of different ways musically. She's, I think, like, on a different playing field than a lot of people in her category, I feel.
You're talking about like R&B or?
Yeah, because she, you know, she broke through and started singing about women in a way that people hadn't been singing about women. And I feel like that even opened the door up for me to start rapping about women the way that I do. Mm-hmm. I rap about both, you know. Mm-hmm. But hearing her was kind of like, oh, you can do this and not make it a thing, and it's not camp, or it's not like a thing. Like,
yeah, like I'm probably not the most familiar with like Janelle Monáe's like first album or so, but like her last one, it's just like, it's not a big deal. And you watch the music video, like all the videos she done is great, and just like whether it was her or whether it was like Sid the Kid, like just doing something and not making it a big deal,
making it like a, oh, by the way,
right.
I'm gay, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, this is just music and I get to just make it about whoever I want and make it normal.
Mm-hmm.
Is like a really like cool thing, because even with a lot of like female rappers now, they'll rap about women, but it's kind of like, you don't really like women.
That was the big thing about like Nicki Minaj when she first came up, is like she would rap about it and then she's like, I'm not really, and then she kind of stopped.
Yeah, which I don't talk dirt on Nicki at all.
I know you like Nicki.
I love Nicki. I will not talk dirt on her, but you know, that was something actually at that time that a lot of artists were doing. A lot of the female artists were, oh, especially because Lady Gaga came out and made it like a huge thing. So every artist wanted to be like, oh, I kissed a girl, I did this, I did that. And it's just,
well, I guess on that same, those words, Katy Perry's single is huge too.
Huge, which I love that song. But it was a niche. It was like, not niche, what's the word I'm looking for? It was like a, everybody was just kind of using it.
Right. They just gravitated towards it because it was doing well mainstream wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I still like all those songs and I like that era of pop music a lot. But there were a lot of artists that were definitely using sexuality that wasn't theirs to promote, you know, their music. But that's, I think, just the times, and I think it's changing a little bit, and I think more artists are real serious about kind of their sexuality and saying, this is, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I'm just going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Exactly, whether it's something which could be on a more serious note, like Sid, or then, like, you can have more fun. Like, I know Cardi B.
Yeah.
Such a history, but that's something she's interested in.
Yeah, and she's been that way since high school.
Right.
Like, you know, so I think that's really dope, her talk about it. And then, you know, Frank Ocean, he blew the door open.
I don't know how we didn't mention that first.
Yeah, he blew the door wide open for everybody to talk about that. Oh, yeah. So.
And it's, like, one of those things where, like, I'm not gay, but, like, I will sing, like, Forrest Gump.
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
It's so good.
Yeah. What do you think about Tyler? Do you think it's a ploy, or do you think he's...
No, I think it's a ploy.
You think it's a ploy?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that was the big thing, like, Travis and I talked about this a few episodes back, but, like, when Eminem came out and dissed him, did you hear the diss on...
No, if you say it, I'll remember it, but it wasn't something I was
It was
like...
something along the lines of, like... like basically say, Tyler, you're bored. That's why you call yourself a faggot. Mm. And it's because like Tyler, the creator, was saying that, but
a lot.
And it wasn't like it was. I feel like there's a couple different variations of Tyler. There's like when he first came out, it was kind of like shock factor. He was kind of just saying whatever. But he was 15, and I get it. Mm. And it's been a few years since he's been in the game, and then like he was just saying it, and it's just like you can't really be saying that, especially if you're not it. And if you are, it's probably also not the best way to do it.
Yeah, especially because you're not out. Right. You know? So it's kind of just making fun of the culture.
But then it's like, I know he's not making fun of it because I know like Sid the Kid was like one of their first DJs in Odd Future. And then Frank Ocean, obviously, huge relationship.
I think Tyler has respect. I think a lot of it was shock factor. But I think at the same time, there's something about Tyler, and I could be wrong. I could be mad out of pocket saying this. But I think he just says just out there shit. And it's not in a disrespectful way.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't come across disrespectful. And I call myself a faggot because I am, you know. Sure. I always felt like I'm both male and female. I felt like if I was a dude, I would like men. You know, it's that's just how I've always felt. So when I say it, it's just talking about myself. And from him, you know, I could be wrong and I don't want to disrespect a whole group of people if they don't agree with me. But I never felt like it was disrespect from him. I thought maybe there's a part of him that is potentially interested in that, but who knows? Like,
and if he is, like, I honestly don't care.
Same. So I love Tyler, though.
Yeah, Igor comes out Friday.
I know. I'm so.
Have you seen him live?
Yeah, I saw him at Coachella last year. It was one of the best performances of Coachella. I was on some shit, so I was like,
Did he have like the stage with the house? And he's like,
he had the flowers set up. It was like a big old flower field.
Oh, okay, because I saw him at Camp Flognog, and he had like a fake house. He had like two different stories, like wrapping up. It was such a good show.
No, he didn't have that at Coachella, but his set was fire.
No, it was honestly one of the best shows I've seen.
He's just a. I did not realize how good of an entertainer he was until I saw him live. I'd always listened to his music and thought, oh, this guy's crazy. But seeing him live, you're like, he's just an entertainer. Like,
well, have you been to Camp Flognog?
Mm-mm, not yet.
That's his environment.
I know. I mean, that's his festival. Yeah.
But yeah. But it's like, it's him. It's his friends.
It's just weird.
He never puts himself as like the headliner. Like, like when I saw him, I think Rocky was after. Pusha T was after. And that was just day one. And then day two, like, he was front row seeing Kanye West and Kid Cudi.
So good. Last year?
Yeah, last year.
I hate that I missed that.
It was so good.
I hate that I missed that.
Just gotta go this year.
I know. I'm gonna try to go. That's a goal. This is a goal, is performing Flognog.
Performing?
I would have so much fun there. I'd be wild. The second I saw Tierra Whack on his lineup last year, you know who Tierra Whack is?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I gotta get up there. She's one of the best female rappers, I think, right now.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. I think she's not going to be where Cardi and Nicki is because she doesn't sell herself that way.
Which is fine.
Which is totally fine.
Which I think some of my favorite rappers don't sell themselves.
Right.
In any kind of mainstream way.
Yeah, which she is definitely in her own lane, like 1,000%. It's like, that is Tierra Whack's lane. You can't copy it.
Right.
And I think that's what makes her so great. And she is a freestyler. Like, she can freestyle like nobody's business. And she has 27,000 different flows. So it's like, you can't.
No.
I don't know. You can't battle that. She's made her own little world. And I really like it. I enjoy it.
No, that's one of my things that I like about just hip-hop in general, is more lyricism rather than anything. So, like, when you have an artist like that. Like, if you want to talk just about female rappers, have you listened to Rico Nasty?
Oh, yeah. She's phenomenal.
Her new album is so good.
So good. I haven't listened to all of it, but I've heard bits and pieces. She's... I love Rico.
No, she's great. And then, like, have you listened to City Girls?
Yeah.
I love City Girls.
I'm a big City Girls fan. It's funny because when they were coming out, a lot of people were like, oh, I don't like the sound. But the sound reminded me of literally all the girls I grew up with in Texas, actually. They had that vibe, that sound. It's a city vibe. It's like a neighborhood rapping vibe.
They're from what, Florida?
Yeah, they're from the South.
In the South, yeah.
So it was very... it made me like nostalgic a little bit hearing them. So I vibed with it like heavy.
That's fair. I always get that same way because I grew up in the Midwest, so you throw on, like, a soul sample or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like the old school Kanye or Dilla feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You're Midwest. Where are you from again?
Like, right outside Detroit.
Oh, wow. Why didn't I remember that? I felt like I knew that.
It's all good. I've been around. Like, I was born in New York, but I lived there until I was 3. Then I was in Michigan for 20 years. I went to Chicago, and then I'm out here.
That's funny. You're New York. My mom's New York. My dad was Michigan, and now you're here.
I get around.
It's all in that area. That's funny. But yeah, Rico, she's cool. There was a, who was the chick that I was listening to? I can't remember her now, but if she pops up in my head, I'll bring her back. But there's like a lot out right now that I'm like.
Well, that's one thing I'm super excited for is like, I feel like in the beginning for hip hop, it was kind of like either this artist or that artist. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like there's so many more female artists now that mm-hmm. it's like we can hopefully get away from those kind of debates.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like a whole system set up as to why female rappers are not as like promoted, you know? And there's multiple reasons. There are multiple reasons. I'm not going to state the whole like it's a male-dominated industry, which it is. Right. But I think now we're finally reaching a point where there are enough avenues for women to actually get their music out there mm-hmm. to where they're not hidden anymore, and we can hear more and more really incredible artists we would have never heard before.
Right. And obviously a lot of that probably stems back to just in the beginning of hip-hop, where there's kind of like where it originated was like kind of the hood and you talk about the story and stuff like that, but now it's grown so much that you can have like all these high schoolers are coming out and becoming big, whether it's like Lil Pump or anyone else right there, and then like that's a normal thing for like white people to get into it, you know? The white people not from the hood.
Right.
And now it's like...
Well, for instance, I mean, you know, I'm not... I did grow up in hood areas, but I would never say that I'm from the hood because, you know, we're just in a different area. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. It's mm-hmm. a very, you know...
That's where the army is, right?
No.
They have a base there, right?
Maybe. I don't think so. Fort Worth? Do they?
They had a shooting there.
Did they? I don't see. I grew up there, but honestly, I don't know where the military base is. 14 years, guys. 14 years, and I don't know where our military base is.
It's okay.
But no, I mean, I grew up in Crowley, Texas. So Fort Worth, and then there's Crowley, and Crowley is, you know, it's more redneck, I guess, a little bit. But I'm not redneck. But I think like. Just the way that streaming is now and the way that you can just literally put your music out anywhere. I can become a hip-hop artist, which this would have been my lane from the start. Like, I always wanted to be in hip-hop, but I wasn't allowed to really listen to it or be even involved with it in any way.
Okay.
Because of my upbringing. But how it's just working now, it's really cool to be able to see people who came from different walks of life kind of finding their lane within this music. And for me, you know, I didn't grow up in hood, but I grew up around it, and I had friends that grew up around it, and what am I trying to get to? I'm kind of like...
Well, it's just one of those things where it becomes, you don't have to be, mm-mm. you don't have to come from a struggle.
As long as you're not faking it, as exactly. long as you're not lying and faking the funk and faking like you came from something that you right. didn't, I think I'm cool with you.
Yeah, and so whether it's whatever race you are, but then going back to what we're talking about with females,
mm-hmm.
like it should be, there's no reason it should It shouldn't be more normal.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, yeah, it's as long as you're talking about something genuine. That's why a lot of the female rappers right now, it's so good because they're all, I feel, talking about what's genuine to them.
Right.
Tierra Whack, she's had a whole different kind of life. Like, mm-hmm. if you look, there's just a lot going on there. And she raps about so many different things, and it's all very genuine to her. I think Cardi's very genuine to herself. Mm-hmm. I think Rico Nasty is... her own little world, and that is her life, you know? Right. And then...
I mean, like, Rhapsody is more yeah. of a traditional lyricist.
God, Rhapsody is... That's who I was thinking of. Rhapsody is, right. like... She's just... I feel like she's mom. She's mom yeah. to all of us.
Her verse on Kendrick's, what, To Pimp a Butterfly?
Tears. Like, honest tears, but that's like, true lyricism.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like... She'll actually just straight rap. There's no, like... mad hook where you're like, ugh, there's nothing. It's just straight bars and story, and
it's beautiful.
Yeah, she's really
that
good.
That's when people make the argument about hip-hop being poetry, that's mm-hmm. a great example.
Yeah, and it's sad because you know, when I bring her up, I've brought her up a couple times, and there are people who just don't know who she is, and the reason being is because it's not that, oh, that's a hook, you know, that I can repeat over and over and over mm-hmm. again, and that's where it gets like fickle. But I think she's okay with that.
Right.
You know,
it's
she
also
knows what kind of artist she is.
Right. It's also one of those things where it's like, I have no idea. But it's just like, that's not who she is. Like yeah. you're saying. Oh, but like a lot of when it comes to like the mass youth nowadays who listen to hip hop, all the newer fans, stuff like this, they don't really do a lot of research on older hip hop and all. So, like, when you have, like, these young people, like, saying, like, Tupac's boring, stuff like this, like, I get it. It's probably more boring than what it is now, but it's, like, you didn't go through that, and it's, like, those are different times. So when people don't listen to, like, Rhapsody or whatever, it's, like, I get it. They're not going for deep cuts on To Pimp a Butterfly, you know?
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. People, I mean, that's why I think people really like Bad Baby, which I actually even like Bad Baby. It's kind of just, like, junk music that you can, that's good. And it has a good voice behind it, but that's what kids like. You know, right. They just want that beat that they're familiar with, that's hard, because I think Bad Baby's hard as fuck.
Right.
But isn't too, like, oh, I don't know what she's saying. That's, like, I don't want to think that deep. And I'm not trying to, like, say that the generation's dumb at all. That's not it. It's just there's always been a thing about people liking something that's more palatable. And so you have to get more old souls to listen to people like Rhapsody or even J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your average everyday teenager doesn't really turn on J. Cole because they have to think too much.
Right.
You know, and that's not bad. It's just kids want something easy, something they can, like, you know, just bop to.
One of the things, like, Travis and I always argue about is, like, he's totally cool with all the SoundCloud rappers. And, like, it kind
Wait,
of...
who?
SoundCloud rappers, just those new... All these new kids. And for me... It kind of bugs me because I do like the lyricism, but like what I've started to notice is, for some artists, that's just how they are coming up and getting famous. But like their lyrics and their songs are getting a lot better just a couple years in the game. Like, have you listened to the new Denzel Curry song?
What is it called? Which one? Rookie.
Rookie. So good. But, well,
but I do love Denzel Curry.
Yeah, he's great. Didn't like care for like Ski Mask Slump God when it first came out, but his new album is really good.
I like Ski Mask.
Lil Pump annoys me, but, like, when he's not doing songs with whether it's Kanye West or, like, T. Grizzly or whatever.
It's good. Or even the Be Like Me or with Wayne.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When he's on someone else's tracks, he's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like...
He's going to get better, though. He's a kid, and he's,
exactly.
You know, he's
so
nuts.
I can't get on this hype for, like, these younger artists, like, one song in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go, like, 2 years into the game and then drop project, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably respect a little more.
Well, that's even how I feel about myself. I'm like, I'm a baby, 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 and I don't expect respect for a minute, you know? Mm-hmm. And I do want to earn it. I think I have good shit. Like, I think I really enjoy, I like listening to myself, so that's, I feel like, all that fucking matters. But I understand that respect's going to take a little bit of a minute, you know, to earn in that area. And I'm older, too. Like, I'm not, you know, a teenager
right.
in the SoundCloud world. But, you know, some of my songs even, like, this first one is, like, it's so just chill. It's not deep. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Right.
And I think I wanted to start out that way because I have songs that's, like, you know, that are heavier.
Right.
But so
that's, like, the whole, like, album platform. It's, like, release a fun single and then you can get to the other stuff later.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know. I might just end up doing all this crazy ratchet shit for a minute. We'll see.
But the overall thing is, no matter what you're doing in life, just try to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't have to be too serious. You don't have to. Even the stuff you do now, you don't have to release it as an album.
Right.
You can just put it out there.
I know. I have so much that I'm like, man, I'm kind of like, I'm not all over the place because it all sounds like me. It all is weird, trippy, and all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, it's just going to be wild. I had this feeling when I woke up this morning, I'm like, this is just going to be, like, fun. It's just going to be entertaining to myself, if anything. Like, all the different types of songs I have, I think, might give people whiplash a little
right.
bit. But it'll be something fun, I think.
How many, like, different producers or collaborators have you worked with?
I'm trying to keep it pretty small right now. I'm working with Dot Soul. He's the one that produced Puff.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my best friends for a really long time. So he's my main producer. And then they call me Parker. He works out of a brewery studio. He's really, really great. I actually just started asking him because he was my engineer for a little bit. He still is going to be for a while. But I just started asking him, I was like, okay, well, do you have beats? And he was like, oh, yeah, I have beats. And I started listening, and I was like, this is what I like. Like,
yeah.
This is my trippy vibe. And we ended up clicking and making a lot. It's actually very kind of similar to Dot Soul. It's just very, like, cool, trappy beats, but definitely on the trippier spectrum of it, which is, that's my whole world, and that's what I really, really like. So them, and then I think those are the main two.
Are you going to, like, try to just put down as many tracks as you can to kind of figure out who you are before you reach out to other artists, or?
I already have a song with another artist. I actually have two songs with other artists. Is that what you meant?
I don't know. I just want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much have already decided what my lane is. I kind of, even though the songs sound different, they're still in the same world. So yeah. I already kind of came out the gate knowing what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And other people have said that about me too. They're like, it's crazy. Like, you just started, you already have your style. And it was like, I feel like this style's been in me since I was like a kid.
Right.
And it just happened to all come out at the same time.
Well, that's one of the things like I've talked about before is like why people have like such like the sophomore slump. Is, like, their first album is what they get signed for. They get to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the second album is kind of, like, the studio gets involved. It's like, all right, we signed you. You did your thing. Now, like, this is kind of
now what this is what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. I feel like, do you know who Spooky Black is? He's not a rapper. He's, okay. like, this kid from, I want to say he's, like, either Montana or Indiana. It might be Indy. He's real weird. He's this, like, little white kid. And he came out with, like, an EP. Wild, just like real good, I guess, R&B, soul, crazy album. And it was so raw and so clearly like from himself. And then he came out as Corbin when he, you know, got a record deal and stuff like that. And he's amazing as Corbin, but the funk and the just rawness of his first was, I fuck with it so heavy.
That's like the kind of like what Skrillex did.
Mm-hmm.
Rock band, then
basically,
DJ.
Yeah. So I'm a little nervous because my stuff is so funky and so out there that I'm like, I'm not ready to go to a record label yet.
No,
I'm not. I'm just not ready.
And in today's day and age, you don't have to.
Mm-mm. And I just want to fuck with this funk as long as I can, mm-hmm. till people come in and start trying to meddle with things and stitch things here and do that. I'm like, man, I want to make this weird shit first and get as much of this weird shit out as I can. Before I have to, like, hopefully I never have to water it down.
No.
But.
You shouldn't. Mm-mm. That's, like, if anything we've learned in hip-hop of all these, like, everything moving to digital, surprise drops, all this stuff, people are just being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the things, like, I think a lot of people don't care for, like, when it comes to, like, Logic, is, like, they say it's not super popular, it's not this and this. No one's dropping more projects than him.
Yeah, he's doing what he wants.
He's doing exactly what he wants, and he's still got his fans, whatever. And, like, people, even though people judge him, it's like, he's being him.
Yeah. There's so many good artists out there like that people want to speak dirt on, and I'm like, whatever. They're having fun. They're making their money. They're doing what they love to do. Who gives a fuck? Logic's one of those people. I wouldn't say I listen to him on a regular basis. I don't dislike him by any means. He's just not the first person that I would pull up on my phone. But I have so much respect for him, and I think he's extremely talented, so.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's also, like, the good number for, like, most top, I say, like, lyricism artists or whatever is, like, 2 years, maybe 3 years for a project. That's usually what, like, Cole's doing or Kendrick's doing, Rocky's doing, Tyler's doing. It's about, like, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Logic still has, like, the same skill level, and it's not, like, being diluted at all, but every year.
Mm-hmm. He's just got a lot of words, man. He's psychological. That was his full name, right? Originally came out as psychological. He's got a lot of words, and he's like, I gotta get them all out. That's what Eminem did, and now it's like, all right, you got too many words, send them down.
But to go back and like what you're saying is like, as long as you're not being like fake or whatever, mm-hmm. People will fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the one thing I hate is like you can be somewhat fake, but like don't try to come out and be like. The best hip-hop artist when someone else is writing your stuff.
Right. Who are you referring to? A lot of people. Everybody.
Yeah. And it's honestly, but if something's, I get over. Like, I kind of accepted that Kanye doesn't write his own music mm-hmm. anymore. But it's just like, I've talked about this with Travis so many times. Like, I don't want the antics. Just give me the projects.
I know.
I don't give a shit about anything.
But Kanye is the antics. That is Kanye.
But I get that, but because things have got so mainstream with social media, it's not just his antics, it's the people talking about him and all this kind of stuff. Like, when it was back in the day when it was, like, him and 50 dropped an album on the same day, and they had, like, that bet 50 Cent made it, and he's an idiot, and he's like, whoever sells the least amount of albums should retire.
And it was him. And then, well.
Whatever. 50's doing his own thing.
Right.
But it's just, like, that's always fun, those kind of antics. And, like, they did, like, a little media tour or whatever. But, like...
Oh, but the Trump antics, that's, like, wild.
Yeah, because then you have everyone talking about it.
But I think it's genuine. I think Kanye just does what Kanye does. And I think it's not antics, man. I think he's just...
No, I get that. But it's just, like, it kind of turns into antics mm-hmm. because of his fans.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those things where, like, if my mom has to ask me about it, I'm like, ah.
Just make the music. Just make the music.
Yeah, just make the music.
Mm-hmm. And I still think Kanye's a genius regardless of, like, you know, yeah, he has writers. But I think, I call Kanye a genius curator. Mm-hmm. That's what I consider him. He is, like, a genius of getting all these people together and making something brilliant.
Yeah, I'll respect that a lot more than, like, what Khaled does.
Khaled?
I don't know what he does. Because he gets all these artists to come and do vocals.
The R&B artist? Oh, DJ Khaled.
Sorry. No, like, the biggest, like, superstar. Yeah. But, like, he doesn't produce the beats.
Mm.
He might engineer. He probably does what, like, Diddy does, but, like, I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Khaled's more like your everyday pop hip-hop record that people like, and it's going to play at the club, and people are going to like it.
Right, but he's not writing, rapping, or producing it, so I don't know.
But I think that's all politics of the industry that I don't know, that certain people are just faces, and they're able to pull other faces together to make more faces, and...
Yeah, but that's the difference between, like, someone like that and Kanye.
Kanye, yeah.
Because Kanye's, like, always there with him. Obviously, Khaled is, too, but it's just, like, Kanye will rap, and he'll have his influences, and he knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think Kanye is, I'll forever, like just admire him for mm-hmm. what he does and the artists he does find. Like, even, you know 070 Shake?
Yeah, she's great.
Just fine. I mean, I'm sure she would have done just fine on her own. Like, she really would have, but, and I think she's actually maybe possibly held back a little bit right now.
That's the big beef that, like, Designer said, is, like, they're kind of holding back on him releasing his album.
Is he good music?
Yeah,
he is.
He's a good music. He did his first couple singles, whatever, and he did, like, a mixtape, but, like, he's been working with Mike Dean for, like, over a year.
Mm. And it's, they're not letting him release it.
I don't know.
I really like Designer.
Yeah, Designer's fun. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
He
looks old as hell.
Have you ever listened to his interview with him?
Uh-uh.
He sounds like he raps, like...
Oh, yeah, his voice is like...
he needs to go to, like, one of those speech therapists. Whatever. I know. Because what the NFL does before, like, the NFL draft, they sit down all the rookies coming in, stuff like this. Like, we're gonna teach you guys how to conduct an interview, stuff like this. They need to do that with Designer.
He's like...
But there's an interview he did with Nardwuar, and it's great.
I can't stand that, man.
Nardwuar.
Did you see Uzi running away from him?
I didn't see the first one, but he did it again at Rolling Loud.
That's going to be me. Like,
it's kind of a bummer. Like, that's kind of how his interviews have kind of came to nowadays. But, like, the deep cuts, like his interview with Tyler or the ASAP Mob, it's phenomenal.
He's good. Yeah. It's just the whole idea of somebody coming up to me in a golf hat and trying to conduct a serious interview.
I know, but this is one of those things where you know what you're getting yourself into.
Of course.
He didn't just show up, you know.
Yeah. Designer, though, I'm waiting for new stuff, but yeah. But 070, bro, she's just released a couple different things.
Yeah, two new singles. But even her click, the 070 click, they're pretty
amazing.
Good.
They're all amazing. And they're all freestylers. They just get on and just say whatever, and it's just magic.
Did you see, like, it's like a 9 or 10 minute cypher they have, like, the whole click?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was out before Kanye's last album, where she was first featured in.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and listened to it. Like, there's some good guys. And then Def Jam just released a project that has, like, some of the newer guys, and, like, one of the 070 guys is on there. It's...
Solid. Amazing, yeah. No, I think they're probably one of the most talented cliques I've heard in a long time, and it's so crazy to me that they're not, like, blown up already, but I think it's because, you know, they're writers and they're being used as writers right now.
Well, that was the thing with, like, SZA. She could have blown up years ago, but she was writing for Beyonce.
I know, and they held her back for the longest time. That's mm-hmm. crazy to me, and now she's, you know...
I don't know how much they held her back or she was writing for other people, because, like, I know when Top Dog wanted... Well, Top Dog's famous for saying, like, I had to go in the studio and steal the hard drive.
Wow.
She just wanted to keep working on her project.
Mm.
So she...
She wasn't releasing it herself. She was trying to perfect it.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. Control was, like, chills.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Dreamville has a new R&B singer named Ari Lennox, and then she's been writing for other people.
I've heard that name, but I don't think I've listened.
She was on the Creed 2 soundtrack. Her first single is called Shea Butter Baby with J. Cole.
Okay.
It was on that album. And then, have you listened to any of the Dreamville tapes?
Mm-mm.
She has a song called Backseat with Kaz.
Okay.
And,
I'll look her up.
She's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, her.
She's a rapper, vocalist, or both?
R&B singer.
R&B. Oh, okay. What is 070? She's a lot. It's R&B, soul, like...
I think iTunes classifier is like pop, but I just call it hip-hop.
Yeah, but she's different, man. She just created a whole different ass lane of pop music then.
Right, but it's one of those things where, like, if you rap, you're hip-hop.
Right.
Some singers can be hip-hop. Some pop singers can be hip-hop. R&B, I just consider hip-hop.
Yeah, I feel it.
It's kind of also, it's not just exactly the music you make, but it's the culture.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah, 07, honey, when I listened to that song, I was literally in my, sorry, I'm not trying to get that close to the mic.
You're fine.
I was in my car crying because I could just, I didn't even know her that deeply at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in my car and the song came up on, I think, Spotify, like, stuff that you should listen to.
Yeah.
And I just heard the freestyle. Like, I heard the fact that she probably just stepped up to the mic and was like, I have these five words in my head that I want to say and we're just going to go based off of that.
Right.
And I could just feel, I could feel it so, like, I'm like, this is a pop record. This is an electronic, dancey pop record that is, like, getting my soul, like, crying. Like, I'm, like, tears. It was
If you want to know my feelings about her, do you ever see the videos of the album release party that Kanye had for Ye in Wyoming?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they had the big album release party, whatever, and they got, like, some big, like, warehouse or whatever. And they kind of have, like, a feel in the back, whatever, because it's Wyoming. And you just hear, like, her vocals come on over the loudspeakers, and she's just dancing around, and she's, like, crying. She's so happy. And it's, like, one of the most genuine things you've ever watched.
So good.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's up on YouTube. You should.
I'll go look that up.
It's so good, though.
Yeah. Very talented, man. Women, we're just something else. When you get, like, a great female artist, which there's a lot of us, it's something different, because it... You can hear it in her. There's, like, heartbreak that's, like, unlike when a guy talks about heartbreak.
Right.
You know, it hurts. Like, obviously, men hurt. But when a girl talks about heartbreak, it's, what? Like...
That's kind of, like, half the reason why Taylor Swift got so popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, like, literally, because we talk about it from a sense that's so open and so raw, even if, like, Taylor Swift, obviously, it's pop, pure pop, 100%, right. Some of the easiest pop to listen to. But... I listened to it when I was growing up, even though I didn't like country. I didn't really even like pop like that. But I listened to it because it was like, damn, she took exactly what I was thinking, put it into simple words, put it out there very easy. Girls, when we do it well.
Mm-hmm. That was like one of those early memes. It was like, if like Taylor Swift and Drake ever dated, you'd hear both sides of the story.
Just crying constantly. I always thought that Taylor Swift was like the country Avril Lavigne. Or like the more pop. Because, you know, growing up, Avril... She obviously had those songs that all 13-year-old girls were like.
Oh yeah.
And Taylor Swift became that, but like the blonde country version.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. So I'm 3 years older. So you were like, okay. I know. I'm trying to picture when Avril Lavigne came out.
Oh, my era.
Well, I'm trying to picture when Avril Lavigne came out. I was in middle school when that first came out. Where we're in, like, all the hormones start kicking in.
Oh,
so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Skater Boy. Avril Lavigne made me fall in love with these fuck boys, bro. She had that song, Skater Boy, and we're like, yeah, I want to live on a mattress in a kitchen when I'm 30. She had us, like, going for these fucking punks, and now I'm obsessed and sad.
Well, it's not just you. Like,
everybody.
Like, skate culture is so popular. Punk culture is so... crazy.
We're all like, see that guy in the suit and the tie that looks like he's respectful
and does his
taxes? Fuck that dude. Let's go for this guy that smokes cigs and eats out of a fucking... Never mind. Anyway, moving on. I love my skater boys, so I can't say shit. I'm a big fan.
No. I don't really care for Women on the West Side too much, just because it's whatever. But like watching people skateboard over that in Venice...
Oh, it's fun.
I saw this one girl. She was like maybe 10 years old, killing it.
Killing it.
I was like, this is amazing.
Dude, the little ones on the ramps out there, I'm just like, y'all are wild. You have these, like, old-ass people up there, like, trying to kick the little kids, and they're, like, doing all this shit that none of us can do because we're all old as fuck.
Bones hurt.
Bones hurt. Your emotions are damaged. Your pride's damaged.
They don't give a shit. They're like, I'm just going to go for it.
They're like, I'm 10 years old and I have the world ahead of me. I'm going to go break my arm real quick. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, what it comes down to is people just doing what they love and I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, man. There's so much good music. That's why I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this journey because, I mean, even in my small world of artists that I know and that I fuck with heavy, there's so much talent and there's just so much emotion. I'm like, I cannot wait to explore that even more and dive so deep into it. Because, like, when I started writing, it was like a whole different world opened up for me. Like, when I started writing music, because I've been writing.
I was going to say, like, do you just write and don't even bother when it stops? You just keep going?
Yeah. I will literally, it just depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes, like, just two words come to my head, and I'll write those, and I'll just sit on them for a little bit. But then sometimes when I start writing, I just write. And, you know, and I pick apart at it later. But I try to just write all the bullshit that comes to my head first, no matter how bad it sounds.
Right.
And then I'll just pull away what is unnecessary later. But I can do that forever.
Well, that was one of the things... they had to do for, like, Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne just goes in the booth and, like, raps for, like, 20 minutes, and then his engineers cut it up, and that's kind of how his music
went. Oh, word. That's tight.
Yeah. At least that was the rumor back when, like, 08, when he just kept making music.
Well, he's a goat. I love Wayne. He can say, and his phrasing of this, like, make this like that, that.
His flow and all that.
Is just nuts to me, and, like, he's probably one of the most clever rappers, and I think that's, like, one of my big inspirations, even though I don't rap like Wayne at all, but his cleverness is something I always strive to have in my music, too.
I'm a little excited to see what his new project is, because he has a new project coming out this year, and I'm excited to see that is, because I was really disappointed with the Carter 5.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed, but I felt like it did what I thought it was going to do. It was good, but it was, like...
But there's also, like, those grabs, where, like, they gain, like, the XXX feature, and it's just, like...
That was whack.
Yeah.
That I can't even say his name right.
Oh, Lil Wayne?
Yeah. He said, what did he call it? Triple extension? I'm so mad. I learned how to say X's name the first day I even heard about him, because I was dating a guy that super music buff, like, huge music buff. And he pulled up this kid, and he was very adamant. He was like, I'm going to pull up how you say his name so that you don't ever say his name wrong.
That's
fair. I was like, okay. And he said, it's XXX Tentacion. And I was like, oh, okay. Got it. And so anytime somebody would say Temptation, I would be like.
That's when people pronounce, like, Black's name wrong. Because it's spelled Six Lack.
Six Lack?
No, it's Black.
It's Black.
And it bugs me.
I know. It's horrible. I know people that have worked with him, too. So I was calling him Black because that's what they told me.
Right.
And people were like, oh, you mean Six Lack? And I was like, whatever. Whatever you want to say. He's tears. Same thing.
So my biggest beef with, like, the Grammys last year, I have a lot of them, but, like, he should have been nominated for Best R&B Album.
Yeah.
So good.
Hands down, bro. Every single song on that album is, like, tears to me. X Calling is one of the best songs, I feel like. Alone. And then, what's the one? Oh, Loving You. The I don't wanna lose myself loving you. Can't sing it, but
it's so good.
That song, I had it on repeat for the longest time. Just crying my eyes out.
Did you hear his, why it took him so long to become popular and release music?
Mm-mm.
So he came up with a group called, I don't think he was a member, but he was called...
Really quick, I don't see anything on your screen. Is that okay?
Is there a light flashing?
No. Uh-oh. What do we do?
Maybe more of you. Whatever.
No! Not my face, bro. I don't know how long that's been out for, but I don't think it was the whole time. I just noticed it, though. But I had seen some flashing.
We'll figure this out.
All right.
I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
There was an episode that Travis and I did where I didn't turn my microphone on.
No.
Because I just got this set up like a couple episodes ago. So, like, I was just using lavs at first because we sit on my couch. And I just didn't turn my lav on. So now, like, that's one of the main reasons why I bought these microphones. Is, like, I got to see. I got to just.
You got to make sure it's there. Yeah.
So mad at myself.
My brother's first podcast, it took them, I think, 3 to 4 hours to get it started because there were so many different technical errors that they were, like, dealing with. So podcasts can be a bitch.
Yeah. But it's one of the things, once you get into the groove of it, it'll be
You're fun. Good. Yeah. What were we at? We were at...
I'm talking about Black.
Oh, Black.
So mm-hmm. Black came up with... he wasn't a part of this group, but he was called Spillage Village.
Okay.
Which is like Earth Gang and JID.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Earth Gang and JID kind of went like their independent route, kind of, but they got... They were going towards Dreamville eventually. But he... Black got signed with Flo Rida.
Oh, weird.
Apparently, he made, like, no money within, like, 5 years of working with Flo Rida. Always in the studio, and he made no money. And I think, like, he talked about it recently, and he's kind of, like, over it. He's like, I'm not going to try to sue or anything. But he's like, none of his music got released. He might have done some shows, but he made no money. He's like, there's no reason I should be signed to, like, a major artist, and I'm homeless, you know?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. How old is Black?
You know what's crazy? JID, there's an interview that JID would... did with Joy Badass.
Uh-huh.
JID is actually older than Joy.
Oh, okay.
I think they're like in like 28 to 30 range.
Oh, okay, okay. I see.
Yeah, so Joy's like 25.
I know, he's a kid.
I know.
He's so good though.
Hey, do you listen to Beast Coast at all?
I've followed a couple to try to hear different people and stuff like that, but I'm not the best when it comes to like knowing groups or knowing where people stem from.
Okay.
I just listen to the particular artist, and I'm really trying to get better at that, but I'm kind of still in my own little world of just listening to particular.
Yeah, it's all good. So this week, obviously, we got Igor coming out, mm-hmm. along with your single, Puff.
Yeah.
And then next week's the Beast Coast album, so you have, which is, Beast Coast is Joy Badass, Pro Era, Kurt Knight, Nick Caution, Underachievers.
I probably
Flatbush Zombies.
That's Flatbush, man. They're a good show.
They were at Flognog last year.
Mm-hmm.
So much
fun. I saw them at Smokers Club last year.
Nice.
And I was backstage, and everybody that was back there mm-hmm. was like just in it. They were in it for Flatbush Zombies. It was pretty cool seeing that, because like I felt like when they went up, people were kind of like, okay, whatever. But
their energy.
Nah, they were so good.
I saw them back. The first time I saw them was like 2012.
Yeah.
Like, because they were touring with Joey and Pro Era, and that's back when like Joey was getting sponsored by like Mountain Dew or whatever it was.
Mm.
But like, so the Underachievers went on, but apparently they had like a different tour bus. Because they were in Canada the night before, and their bus got stopped at the border for, like, they were, like, 3 hours late. But, like, I love Flatbush, and they always pride themselves on being early to interviews and all that kind of stuff, from what I've heard. But, like, their tour bus got delayed. So after the show, they were kind of just chilling with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Because, like, right before, because they went on before Joey, and they were just chilling in the crowd after.
So cool.
It was so nice.
Yeah. They seem like really cool people. I passed by them real quick. After they came down, people were, like, congratulating them and stuff. And they were talking to everybody, just, like, hype, just happy. Just, like, happy to be there. And it was cool.
Well, they're, like, my go-to example when when I was telling you, it's like, you don't need a label. They don't have a label. Mm-hmm. They do their own thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, there's different, whether it's them in New York, or like, Joey Purpin, like, Chicago. Like, you can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, that's one of the things, like, I've heard from them is, like, they show up early and on time to interviews. They are where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It was like they're doing a music video.
And you wouldn't think that from how they sound and how they look. Like,
and what they rap about.
Them,
yeah.
You would think that they're a hot mess. But I love artists like that, mm-hmm. that you think that they're just like a mess. And they show up and they're like, hi, I'm actually a really respectful, nice person. But whatever.
Yeah. They seem great. And then they're funny too.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Vince Staples.
I
think he's funny as fuck. He's just a...
He's one of those people that's like, I would love the interview, but I'm like, he probably clowned me so much.
He's a clown, bro. He's just a clown. He's a kid, too. He's pretty young, huh?
Yeah. He's one of those guys. He's straight edge, but, like, he knows he's so smart with business.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of just does what he wants. He's like, he's honest. Like, all these people need to have, like, blowing money on jewelry, getting parties, all this stuff. He's like, pay for your taxes, buy your mom a house.
Right, do it right.
Do it right.
Yeah, flip houses, do smart shit.
I don't
shit.
Think he does that. I mean, he's got that Sprite money coming in.
Yeah.
He's just, he does what he wants.
It's more important to be a smart business person now. I think they're showing that, like, you can be, you know, you can be clout and mm-hmm. and all show and stuff like that. But I think the artists that we're seeing that are the real winners are the ones that started businesses and, you know, started really, really doing shit with their money.
Yeah, I think it did help coming up watching, because you get to see like artists like Jay-Z do all these big investments
and
Nas.
And P. Diddy, yeah.
But it's just like, the game's a little changed now. So like that's when J. Cole was talking to like these younger artists, he's like, you're gonna get all this money really quick, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you gotta be smart with it.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, those business opportunities might not be there in the future.
Right. And with girls, they pimp it towards, you spend that money fixing yourself. And I've noticed that a lot of my friends who are rappers, they get their money and they start fixing this.
Yeah.
And I feel it, but it's like, damn, like, nah, put that money towards your own studio. Put that money towards, you know, which is cool. Like, you want to look good.
Invest in your own business.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
You want to look good, but it's like, regardless of how done up you've made yourself at 35, they're cutting you off. Right. You know?
Well,
so,
maybe. I mean, maybe. Because, like, rumor has it. Have you ever seen Nicki before she got famous?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pictures of her and her little freestyles and stuff like that. She wasn't ugly by any means.
No,
she was cute.
But she did some work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, everybody does. Cardi's done it. Cardi's gotten a lot of work done. Yeah. I'm probably going to get some freaking... I'm going to get my face fixed, man. Like,
but I think Cardi probably did it when she had that stripper money coming in,
yeah,
though.
She started early. Well, you have to as a stripper. You can't be up there.
That business all looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of friends that started fixing themselves. They look good, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they went to good doctors, and that's what I'm trying. Please, Lord, when I get the money, fix my face, man. Like, I'm ready for it.
But that's one of those things where, like, even though there used to be that mentality, after, like, a certain age, like, they cut you off. But, like, Nicki's almost 40.
Yeah, but they're done. You know, they're done with her. They're over it. They were over it before Cardi. I think people were done with Nicki before Cardi. They just needed somebody to take over.
Well, that's one of my things that bugs me about her is, like, it's not just, like, in a hip-hop sense, she has too many pop songs for me. But whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it's just, like, her antics. Like, I've heard stories where she shows up 10 hours late to a music video. She's, this the stuff she's doing on the radio. She's, like, it's not...
Yeah.
I get it. Like, if it was one of these newer artists, I'm like, all right, you're young. Yeah, but she's like, 40.
Yeah, I feel it. I still won't throw dirt on her name because I love Nicki so much. Like, she's what made me realize I could rap.
Right.
Because when she came out... You know, I had already been listening, but I told you I wasn't really allowed to listen to hip-hop of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to hear it outside of my home, outside of my my iTunes account. My parents were in charge of it. So
oh, really?
They would even go through, and if they saw explicit next to anything, out, gone. So I wasn't really allowed to listen to stuff. So Nicki, though, when I heard her on Bedrock, obviously, and I was like, what is she even talking about? And then, you know, I started hearing her music. I would start copying her and kind of doing her voice a little bit. And my friends would be like, you're, like, really doing that. And I'd be like, I'm just copying her voice. Like, I'm not rapping.
Sure.
But it started this idea in me, like, I could probably do this if I wanted to. So she sparked that. She was, like, the Lil' Kim for me. Because I couldn't listen to Lil' Kim. I wasn't,
right.
That wasn't even in my world at the time. But I heard her, you know, outside. When I would go out, I would hear her. So... Nicki started a lot for me, so I don't care how shitty she is, because I'm sure everybody else in the industry is just as shitty, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's one of those things, like, I grew up prime of the popularity of Eminem, like, same area of Michigan, like, this is just kind of, like, what I grew up on. So, like, Travis and I have big debates, because he doesn't like Eminem at all.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, but it's just, like, one of those things where it's, like, no matter what...
You gotta love him.
I love him.
Yeah. There's a few artists like that for me. There's a few artists. Even Kanye, like... This whole shit, I'm brown, you know, and so all of his stuff last year, supporting who he was supporting, I was just like, I don't fuck with that, but at the same time, I was like, but I'll always have a love for you, and this is really fucking frustrating, because I just love you.
What's crazy is, like, he obviously got to meet up with the president, and, like, his wife did, too, and got to release him, like, a prisoner or two. It's one of those things where it's like, do you think they would have had that opportunity if Hillary would have won? Like, do you think that guy would still be in jail? Or
Yeah. I think he would be.
Yeah, probably. Would be.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think, well, I fuck with Kim K heavy. I fuck with her so heavy. And that's why during all this, I really kind of understood where Kanye was coming from, the stuff he would say. And plus, I heard, I'm not trying to, like, reveal too much about what I know about this, but I did hear, because I knew some people when his album was coming out, the Ye, because it wasn't, Ye wasn't going to be the album that came out.
No.
He had a whole other album.
And then did the TMZ interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
and then he did Ye. So the album originally, I'm not going to reveal anything about this because I don't think it's my place to say, but it was a whole other concept. And from knowing that, mm-hmm. it was like I understood everything he said after. Like all his like, love wins, love is the most important thing. You cannot hate somebody if you're trying to get them to change their mind about something. And it's the whole idea of do we do Malcolm X or do we do Martin Luther?
Right.
Even though I don't think Kanye is anywhere close to either one of them. But the concept of no matter how much you hate somebody, mm-hmm. you have to love them in order to change anything. I got that. And I understood that from everything he was doing, even though I hated the shit he was saying. I could tell where he was coming from. And I think it's because Kanye has had a lot of anger in his life, so much anger. You've seen him lash out at people. You've seen him do over-the-top, out-of-pocket shit. And I think he came to a point where he was like, I can't be this angry at people. And Trump was one of the most hated people at the time. And mm-hmm. he was like, because I've received so much love, I have to show this person love, you right. know, sort of thing. And it was whack how it came out, but I think I fully understood. And Kim K is just rocking it right now.
One of the things, like, I can't, like, I don't really get tired of them. Like, I don't watch their show. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I see, for me, and Kim K is just, like, when I see on Instagram, it's like, business, family, Kanye. I'm like, all
right. Right.
That's fine. So, when people hate her or whatever, hate the Kardashians, I don't give a shit.
Mm-mm. I think she, I love her. And me, I'm the polar opposite of Kim K. I am not done up. I am not Miss Perfect. I'm nowhere near that, but I'm not offended by it at all. I see it, and I just see a woman that knows what she wants, is very respectable. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's some dumb stuff that they've done, like the Kardashians, but nothing that would really bother me that much.
And also, who hasn't done dumb stuff?
And people's obsession with, well, now all these girls are trying to be perfect. I'm like, bitches have been trying to be perfect since the dawn of time. Now they just see someone who has the money to fix everything. We've been starving ourselves. We've been doing all this crazy bullshit since, like, the beginning. Kim K is nothing new. She's just a new face to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, girls are going to get shit done. You know, they're gonna try to change themselves. Yeah, they have this icon. But if you're solid in yourself, like, no icon can make you think, like, oh, I need to be that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel the need to look like Kim K.
Right.
I don't look like her. I'm not going to look like her. That's just not going to happen for me. But I don't feel bad about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, I think what people back in the day when I grew up, it's like, I grew up on hip-hop and starting as teenagers, and we're like, a lot of teenagers always have that teen angst or whatever, and they can do dumb stuff, violent stuff. It's like, even though I was influenced by hip-hop, it was like I had a good base in it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
shit can't influence you.
Right. So like, when I see stuff like Kim or whatever, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of people hating, but like, the people that are gonna get through are gonna see her. She's like, she's hustling, she's a good person. And that's how they're going to be affected by her.
Right. They see the core of what it is. All this, the superficial stuff is whatever, whatever. But at the core of who she is, I think, is a business mogul. I think she's a genius. I don't think she's stupid like everybody thinks, like people try to say she
right.
is. I think she is very, very smart about marketing and a lot of different things. And that's what I see when I look at her. And Cardi, same thing. Because if we really want to get down to it, Cardi is made up.
Cardi's all business managers.
Yeah, she's...
I had the privilege to work with someone over on, like, the Warner Brothers team.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say anything else, but, like, it's all her business managers.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying is, like...
Surround yourself with good, right people.
Yeah, I'm not offended by any of that. I'm not offended by what appears phony or what appears clout or whatever y'all do, as long as you're not, like, murdering people to get your shit done, by all means. And so... I can't spread hate towards women like that ever. I can't, because there's no hate to spread. It's they're doing their thing. People want to call girls fake because they're done up, they're done this. She got her ass done, she got this. I'm like that doesn't judge if somebody's a genuine person or not. That just says they had something on their body they wanted to fix.
Yeah, like, and it's just like, it's one of those things where it's noticeable, but like, we can't really call out like males like, oh, you probably took steroids.
Yeah, or you probably do coke to write your lyrics. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you probably do, you know, when it comes to, like, let's say, like, an implant or whatever, yeah, you're putting something in your body that's going to be noticeable right away, but if you're doing, like, steroids or coke or whatever it is, you're putting in your body, and yeah, you're working out still, but, like, you're still putting something in your body.
You're elevated. Yeah, you're heightened, and you're lying. You're not telling people, like, even Adderall, like, half the time, people wouldn't tell me, like, when they would get a lot of shit done, they wouldn't even say, oh, yeah, I'm taking Adderall, I'm taking this. They wouldn't say that.
This is one of those things that they won't say it unless they're, like, white and in college.
Right. Right, right, right. And then it's like, oh, okay, that's fine because you can get away with it. Da, 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 da. But anytime anybody else says, it's like, oh, you're trash. So that's that kind of shit. Like when people try to call out girls for that, I'm like, get a life. Call a girl out for something that she's actually doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Like avidly hurting somebody or destroying someone's career or blah, blah, blah. That's the shit that you call them out for. Not for fucking getting titties done.
Right. It's so stupid.
Yeah. But and people always try to come to me with that shit because I'm like a tomboy, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'm more, I mean, I do girly shit, obviously, sure. like I do body shit, but I'm clearly like more this. So they'll try to come at me like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 she's fake as fuck. And I'm like, I'm not the one. Yeah. I love hot, fake bitches. Like, I'm about it. I think it's all cute. So I don't care.
Yeah. In the end of the day, everyone's just trying to pretty much be the better selves. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do in the hip-hop world, what I'm going to get done. I'm probably going to get a big-ass mouth. Big old fake mouth.
One of the things I want to get, I want to get grills.
Grills? Yeah. Yeah. I've lost mine. I had some, and then I lost them. And I want to get all different kinds of funky ones. Like, weird. There's this model that I follow. Mm-hmm. I would never copy her, but she's, like, who I wish I was. Her name's right. Ugly Worldwide. She's, like, tall. She's mixed. She's... like what I feel like I was supposed to be had I been born not 5'2".
Right.
And she has all kinds of funky grills that she designs herself, and they're wild. Like, she has braces, mm-hmm. but they're, like, full grills, like, gold, beautiful, like, tight.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, she's sick. If she started making music, it'd be over. I would quit immediately.
No.
I'm kidding. No. I would never quit, but she's tight.
My brother's friends from college, his dad's owned a jewelry store in Chicago for, like, decades. Mm-hmm. And as I was, like, talking to him, I was like, can you guys do grills?
Yeah, get it done.
Well, he started, because he just graduated with my brother a couple years ago, and he's kind of, like, working in the family business now. But because he's younger, he's, like, reaching out to, like, Chicago hip-hop, like, artists or influencers, mm-hmm. whatever. So he's, like, in different clothing lines and stuff like this. So he's making rapper chains now.
Nice. Yeah, so. That's so nice. Yo! Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. This is the biggest. I will never tell people my ideas ever again. I will never speak them into the universe. I will never put them out there, because the second you put an idea out there, the universe grabs it, and it'll put it in the mind of somebody who can get it done.
Okay.
Reason why, my first chain that I wanted when I got 10K, 20K to get a decent chain, mm-hmm. I wanted an inhaler chain. That's what I wanted, because I have asthma. I've had asthma since I was a kid. I came up with this idea. I Googled it. I didn't see nobody with it. It was nowhere. But I wanted a blinged out... You've seen an inhaler, right? Yeah. So I would want the cartridge, like, you know, platinum with, like, hella diamonds on it, and I could put my actual inhaler in it. I want it to hang so where I could just, like...
Yeah.
If I'm performing, I'm going to have an asthma attack. Right. So I would need it. I wanted that so bad. I said it to, like, a couple people, and they were like, oh, that's sick. That's nasty. That was going to be my chain. I get on Instagram one morning, and sure as shit, 50 Cent is handing Tekashi 6ix9ine an inhaler chain, probably worth fucking billions. And I was just like, what? And they did this whole sketch, like this whole sketch to hand it to him. He's like, you're the fastest kid alive. He's like, I know, man, but I got asthma. Like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you couldn't have just even had the inhaler. You had to do a whole sketch. And I'm not saying they heard my idea and took it. Like, it's not that. It's just like the universe, same thing, universe and the internet. The universe, like, heard it and was like, phew. That was like the saddest plight of my life is, damn it, Tekashi had the first inhaler chain.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Vince Staples talks about. He's like, I can't stand when people smoke in my concerts because I can't breathe.
Aw, he has an asthma? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Vince, you're a hip-hop artist. People are going to want to smoke at your show.
Same for you.
Yeah. Well, I smoke.
Well, I know.
I'm slowly killing myself. No, actually, honestly, I've had situations where smoking helped alleviate it, because what happens is it's triggered by stress. Like, my asthma, my lungs will shut down due to stress, and I can't breathe. Like, I'll start wheezing, and depending on if it's, like, a joint, obviously, if I smoke a blunt, I'm going to pass out.
Right.
But I do smoke blunts. But sometimes if I'm having a really bad asthma attack, I'll, like, roll up a joint and smoke it, and I relax and my lungs calm down.
That makes sense.
And enable me to just take a little bit longer until I get to my inhaler. So it won't like make it go away, mm-hmm. but I'll relax so I don't panic. And then I can get to my inhaler and then I'm not dead anymore.
Yeah, but if you had it on a chain, it'd be right there.
Fuck, man. I was so upset. I literally screamed when I found this out. I was just like, and this is how I found out. Actually, I didn't even get on the internet. This is how I found out. I was talking to somebody about it. And he goes, oh, like the one Tekashi just posted? And I said, what? And he said, yeah, like the one Tekashi just posted. And I said, don't say what you're saying right now. And he goes, let me look it up. Screamed.
You just like walk out.
I was so bad. And that's happened to me a couple times where I've had ideas for videos. Even with this whole country vibe, you know what's so crazy is I had a video that I was going to come up with. I'm not mad about this. This is the way the world works. But before Cardi even came out with her chaps, before like, which this has been around.
Right.
But I had a video we were going to do maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago, that was going to be like Western inspired, which has been done. But the way I was going to do it was kind of literally what's happening right now. And I had a whole video, and then she came out in Houston with her, you know, super dope chaps with the sparkles, literally everything I wanted. And then you have Lil Nas X. And it's just so funny how I think that artists are kind of on a, like a wavelength all together almost. And it's just a game of who gets it out first.
Right.
You know?
It's just one of those things where you guys all might see something from someone and you get a very similar inspiration.
Boom. And then...
So who gets it out first?
That's why I try to keep it pretty, like, tight-lipped.
Yeah.
Not saying people are stealing ideas. Like, it's not that.
Right, because it's people you're not communicating with.
Right. It's just out there. It's just out in the world. And so I try to just keep it low-key and just only say stuff that is, like, done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I only talk about it if it's, like, there and ready.
Did you ever watch the show Big Mouth?
Mm-mm.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an episode where, like, one of the guy's dad, he's like, watching, like, Shark Tank. He's like, that was my idea. How did he get into my dreams and figure out my idea? It's like the dumbest thing.
It is. You gotta. There are people that are really like get crazy. Like, you stole this from me.
Right.
And it's like, nobody stole it from you. Like, nobody took
it. It's like, whether it's something like a business like that, it's like, we all have the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
We all try to figure out how to.
So somebody needs that service.
Yeah.
It ain't you.
Whether even it's for your chain, you're like, well, a lot of people need inhalers. Who's gonna be the first one to be like, I'm gonna pimp this out?
I wanna pimp it out. Yeah, which I had actually. Pimped my inhaler years ago. I put like glitter on it, made bedazzled it real cool. I bedazzled it. And then after I did that, I started seeing these like Louis V inhaler cases and crazy things. And I'm like, okay, nerds, where'd we all get this from? Because we weren't this cool last year. Like, but I'm going to get a bunch of pimped out. I'm going to get like a artillery set. What is that called? A bullet?
For ammunition.
Ammunition. Just to have a bunch of inhalers lined up at my shows. Like, okay.
That won't even cost you that much money. So, like, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But now it's out there. It's out there. And now somebody's got it. Fuck. All right. Well, anyway, moving on.
But you were talking about music videos. Didn't you shoot a music video in Texas recently? Mm-hmm. Did you shoot it for the song?
No. So we already have the video for this song. That one we shot last year in November, actually. The one
so you've been sitting on this for a minute.
I know. It sucks. And that's why I'm releasing it, because it was like, we were waiting for something, didn't fall through, and I'm kind of like, okay, Liz, I can't, I was literally feeling sick not releasing music. Like, right. It was literally making me like...
It's like the one thing you think about a lot, all the time.
All the time, and I just
what you want to do.
Yeah, I couldn't, I felt like I couldn't breathe, feeling like... Like, my voice was, like, this, because mm-hmm. I was waiting to release it, and it was just like, no, like, this is your first song, it's probably not gonna, like, pop like crazy, stop being dumb, and just put your music out there to have so people can enjoy it and not worry about a big drop or a big whatever.
Well, that's the thing, there's, like, so many people, like, in the most recent, like, they think that their stuff can be the next Lil Nas X, we're just gonna blow up, and on its first song, it's like...
That's just not how that
works. Odds are it's not going to happen.
Right.
Just put it out there.
Just put it out and be happy about it. And I'm telling you, when I woke up this morning, just knowing the song, it's probably out right now. Like, it's probably up. But just knowing that it was going to be there, like, I just felt this, like my voice had been released.
Right.
You know, like, it was, like, I almost cried. Just knowing, okay, it doesn't matter, like, how many listens you get, which I think I'm going to do pretty good. Like, I have no doubts about that.
You have enough friends, even if they give you one listen or a couple listens.
Yeah. Fine. And the song's good, man. It was already played on a a podcast earlier or like a radio station earlier. And the host alone was like, man, I really like this person, whoever this is. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, we're doing good. But yeah, so I had to. And then the one I filmed in Texas, we're going to release that song next. I just decided that yesterday, actually. I was like, this is the next song. And that shit is wild. Like, what we shot in Texas is, it's just stupid. Yeah, it's not even a full video. It's very low quality. It's VHS cam. But it was just me in Texas being myself, just doing right. Texas shit. And the song itself is just so crazy that I think people are just going to fuck with it so heavy. And they might not, but I fuck with it. Like, I play that song on repeat, so we'll see.
Hey, if you love it, that's, it's all about self-love.
That's what I heard. You know, that's what I've been hearing from everybody. Is like, make your songs to where you fully enjoy it. And then you have perfectionists. And I'm kind of glad I'm actually past my perfectionist stage. So I used to be a ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. So that, you are the ultimate peak of trying to be perfect as a ballet dancer. Right,
because anything you're not perfect, is points taken away.
Immediately, you're just like, you can't have anything out of place. Your foot, your any muscle, every single muscle has to be in a perfect spot. Like, you cannot go outside of that. So that's what I was raised on, is that idea of perfection. And I think when I started making music, I was like, I want it to sound as good as humanly possible, but I'm not going to be a perfectionist with this because I want it to have a little bit of that raw quality. And this first single, people will hear it. It's like very obviously my first song. You know, are we good?
I'm trying to keep an eye on them.
Oh, I need this water, man. I've only had like two sips of it.
But like one of the things that I think is really good is about not being a perfectionist, like you're collaborating with like the same people, and it's like you're allowing new people into your like workload and who you are. Mm-hmm. And like that'll help you stay away from being so much of a perfectionist until you get to the point where you can come back around and be like,
and be anal. Yeah.
Yeah, like Scissor or Frank Ocean.
Yeah, exactly. And I will get there, and I'm already kind of like that. Even my producer that I work with now, sometimes he'll be like, Grace. And I'll be like, I need to work on it. I need to fix it. I need to fix this. It's not sounding right. But the biggest thing I've heard is you do it till it sounds good to you, till you like hearing it over and over and over again. So that's just what I've been doing. Like, if I can sit and listen to it in my car, and I don't always like the way I sound.
Right.
You know, I don't always like myself. So if I can sit and listen to it and enjoy it and fully, like, vibe to it, mm-hmm. I'm set.
It's one of those things. It's also you need to, like, understand, like, when you need to stop, step away from it and kind of relax. Mm-hmm. So like, I got hired on yesterday. I was doing an interview. I got to meet the A&R Geffen Records because they're releasing Avicii's new album. And,
Oh wow.
So they're doing, so we've been recording a couple of interviews, and he was talking about like, for Avicii, if you did not have an end time in the studio, he'd be there 20 plus hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be there the whole day. And like between that and his touring schedule and stuff, and like, he was slowly killing himself.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what happens.
So like, that's one of those things where it's like, for you, just know when you need to like back off.
Yeah,
and like, take a break.
And I can be like that too. That's a, oof, we die in here.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. That's good to know. But we'll wrap this up soon. I'll just give you this one.
Okay.
No one needs me.
No, we need you. Hmm? You are this show.
I'll keep it on here. I'll keep an eye on this.
All right. Yeah, Avicii story, that's really sad. And I can see myself being that way because even when I'm in the studio, I don't like only having a couple hours there. I want to be there. Every time I leave, I'm like, oh, I wish I was still there.
Right.
Like, I hate leaving. I literally, there's no part of me anytime that I'm there that I'm like, okay, let's get going. Like, I don't want to leave. And when I do, I always kind of feel a little heartbroken. So I can see myself easily becoming that person. But Avicii had a lot of stuff going on. A, he didn't want to be performing. That's not something he wanted to do.
Right.
You know, and he said that multiple times, and they kept forcing him to do it. And when you force somebody who has anxiety to do something that they're not wanting to do, it's going to go bad very quick, you know.
So. Yeah, I won't speak on it just because I don't know. I don't really listen to electronic music, but... just those similarities is like, just know
when you need to chill out. Yeah. For me, that can be hard because I'm very much like, go, 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 go till I'm like, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully I stay chill. I smoke on it. Relax.
Smoke on it. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just find what brings you happiness and love. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. But we're like an hour 15, so let's just wrap this up.
All right.
Okay, so your new single.
Yep.
As of right now, it's out.
It's out.
It's called Puff.
Puff. It's on SoundCloud. Follow me. I'm actually ThugMuffinTop on SoundCloud. ThugMuffinTop on Twitter.
Isn't there an underscore in there?
There's an underscore. ThugMuffin_top on SoundCloud, Twitter. Find me on Instagram. The song, I think, is out right now, actually.
I'll have it tagged in, like, the comments and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Description.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Sit back. Roll one up. Roll up a backwoods.
And then when's the video coming out?
We're going to try to release it tomorrow, but sometime this week or next week. Because I want to do it back to back. And then I'll have, like, three or four other songs that are coming out right after that, so.
Oh, yeah. You said SoundCloud. Is it coming out Apple Music and all that stuff?
We're trying to start with SoundCloud, Spotify first, and then we're going to get it on all platforms as soon as possible.
Okay.
But right now, we're just starting with that.
Yeah, I don't know the business end of it, because, like, I've got all my episodes on, like, Google Play, Apple Music or whatever, but Spotify's been my big issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It takes a minute. So if it's better for music, good for you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, we're working out those kinks right now. I'm going through BMI and everything like that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it should be pretty soon that we get that up. But the song has to be released first in order for them to get it up there. But I can't put it up. You can't just put it up yourself. Unless, like, you're a mainstream artist with a record label. I cannot just go on Spotify and put my song up.
Oh, right, okay.
But if I go through BMI, like, this song gets verified, blah, 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 blah. So all that shit. So it'll be up there.
It'll be out there soon.
Yep.
Yep. All right, that's it. I'll have all your links in the...
Right. Well, thanks for having me, man.
No,
this is a fun Wednesday morning.
I know, right? You're about to have a good day. Are you celebrating today?
Yeah, we're gonna do a bunch of stuff. I'm streaming tonight on Twitch. And
oh, really?
We're going to stream, I think.
Well, send me the link. I'll put it on.
Yeah, I will.
Something.
Yeah, I'm so excited. All
okay.
right.
Okay, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.